Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the signs and the events to occur just before Qiyamah, and we'll find that as we progress more towards Qiyamah, more and more there will be a push of batil from the science, or from science itself, to try and prove that everything that we see in existence must be evidence-based. Everything we see in existence must be evidence-based and must be scientifically evidence-based, otherwise it holds no water and no place. But we find Shariat is such that if something conforms with Shariat, we accept it, but if it is science and it does not conform with Shariat, then we reject it. From these ahadith we'll see that as the time, as we get closer to Qiyamah and the coming of Dajjal and the events that he will do, he will actually produce things that will be scientifically 100% accurate. But yet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us that that will be the total opposite of the reality. It will see, evidence based will be that it's exactly as science is saying it is. We'll do it and we'll understand what it means. All the evidence will be there that this is what it is scientifically. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us it will be totally opposite to that. So we see sometimes when science is in conformity with Shariat, we accept it. But when it's not in conformity with Shariat, we accept the words of Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That can never ever be wrong. Science can be disproved. It can change, and we can see how it evolves and changes every day. There are different changes that occur as far as science and the knowledge of science is concerned. But the knowledge that Allah Pak and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given us will never change right up till the day of Qiyamah and beyond. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the Dajjal will emerge amongst my ummah and remain for 40. Now this sahaba was so particular. If we would say, we'll say 40 and we'll think to ourselves, even Rasulullah must have meant 40 days. But this sahaba is narrating this and he's saying, I'm not sure. I know 40, but I'm not sure. I don't know whether it will be 40 days, 40 months or 40 years. So immediately he's quoting the hadith and he's saying that I'm not sure about this part. So he's being 100% honest about what he knows. He says, I do not know whether it be 40 days, 40 months or 40 years. Allah Ta'ala will then send Isa ibn Maryam alayhi salam, who will search for him and destroy him. The people will then remain for 7 years without enmity between them. And will then, Allah Pak will then send a cool breeze from the direction of Syria, and it will seize every person who has even an iota of good or iman in his heart. Therefore iman is such a thing, such a valuable thing, that even if a person got an iota of iman, he'll get saved. This cool breeze will come. And every person, doesn't matter how small his iman is, he'll get this cool breeze that will cause him to pass away and cause him to be saved from the fitnas and the fasad that will occur after that. So this cool breeze will seize every person, even if he has an iota of good or iman in his heart. If any of you were to hide in the depths of a mountain, it will reach you and seize you. The evil people will remain, and they will be like swift birds and animals of prey in shedding blood. Now there will be a lot of bloodshed between the bad people that will remain. They will neither recognize good nor dislike evil. Shaitan will come to them in human form and say, are you not going to listen? They will ask, what do you command? They will ask Shaitan, what do you command? He will order them to worship idols. Despite this, they will receive abundant sustenance and will live a comfortable life. Despite their disobedience, Allah Pak will still give them abundant sustenance and Allah Pak will give them a comfortable life. What we learn from here, as far as comfort and sustenance in this world is concerned, Allah Pak does not restrict it to only the good people. Allah Pak gives it to everybody. To such an extent that yeah, there'll only be bad people, but Allah Pak will still be giving them sustenance and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will still be giving them a comfortable life. The trumpet will then be blown and every person who hears it will lower one side of his neck and raise the other to listen. The first to hear it will be a person repairing his camel's water trough. He'll be repairing this water trough of his camel. He will then fall unconscious, and so will everyone around him. Allah will then send, or he said, Allah Pak will make rainfall that will be like dew or a shadow, and the bodies of people will grow like plants due to it. The trumpet will be blown again, and the people will all be standing and looking around them. It will be said, O people, come to your sustainer. Make them stand as they are to be questioned. It will be said, remove those who are destined for Jahannam. The angel will ask, how many? It will be said, 999 from every 1,000. That will be a day which will turn children grey. That will be a day when the shins will be exposed. Shins will be exposed means that it refers to the severity of the day of Qiyamah. This expression that the shins will be exposed. Normally when there was something very, very severe, they would lift up their pants, they would lift up their lower garments. For example, in battle or in war, something serious, something very, very intense, then they will lift. So it is an Arabic expression that the shins will be exposed. In other words, it will be a very severe day, the day of Qiyamah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. We should always have hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make us from amongst those that enter Jannah without any reckoning. Therefore, in this time of fitna and time of fasad, we have to be extra careful about the company that we keep, about the association that we have. If we keep good company, good association, automatically our minds, our thinking will all change into that direction. But you can take the best person and you put him in the wrong company, it is only a matter of time before the best person can become the worst person. One person was telling me that he had one staff, one or 2 days ago, he had one staff, and the staff was such a good staff of his, such a good staff member of his, to such an extent that he gave him the keys also, that you open up my business and you close my business. And he said, I was thinking in my mind that I'm going to make the staff member here the manager of this whole thing. I like the way he's working. But it's just a matter of 1 or 2 years that he had a wrong circle of staff that he was working with. He mixed up with the wrong staff and he started stealing. He was such a good person that I had given him the keys and everything. I had that level of trust in him. So much he started stealing. And then the moment it was brought to my attention that this was happening, I called him in, but he didn't come and he ran away and he left. Now he's without a job. He's telling me that I had so much of hope on this person, but just the wrong company he kept. And I saw how he went in a matter of a year or two, but completely off he went and he started stealing. Although I didn't know about it until all this happened, and then it came to my attention. And he was explaining that this is what happens when a good person is put in a company. Or sometimes you get a person who's very honest, but when he's given cash to handle, cash can make an honest person dishonest. So then sometimes a person can be carried away because of that continuous company of counting their money, etc. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq if we choose our company correctly, and this will help us to stay on the correct path. Subhanallah bihamdi subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun al mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.